Okay, let's move to time certain 5:43.
Assess benefited properties for street, sidewalk, and stormwater improvements from Pardee Street to Levy Street in the Lentz Phase 4 Southeast 118th Avenue Local Improvement District.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Mayor Hales.
And council members, Andrew Abbey, Local Improvement District Administrator. It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning. This is the final LID of the many LID items that have been before you this spring. And unfortunately, Sue Lewis could not join us today from the Portland Development Commission. PDC has been a wonderful partner on this project. Mayor Hales, this is the last installment of some street paving work in the Lentz Town Center Urban Renewal Area. And under your leadership on your former tenure on the City Council, you set this program up, and I thought it might be worthwhile to provide you an update of what's been accomplished, and more recently under the leadership of Commissioner Novick. So since we formed the Lentz Town Center Urban Renewal Area, we've had 6 LIDs for street paving in the Urban Renewal Area, and we've reduced the backlog of unpaved streets by slightly over 2 miles. And we do still have unpaved streets left in the Urban Renewal Area in the circled areas that you see there on the map. Just to focus on today's project, the Lentz 4 Southeast 118th Avenue LID, despite the name of the LID, it's actually in Palhurst-Gilbert, which has the largest population in Portland, number one ranking. It's also an increasingly diverse neighborhood. It's gone from one of the least diverse to the most diverse neighborhoods in Portland. On this particular project, we translated materials into 2 languages. Palhurst-Gilbert does have the largest backlog remaining of unpaved streets in the city. On this particular project, we were able to not only pave a street, but also significantly improve emergency access by taking 2 dead-end streets and connecting them into 1 street. And this in particular is just what I wanted to share with the council. It's often easy to focus on what needs we have remaining for streets, but I thought it'd be worthwhile to touch on what we've accomplished. Right now, we have 56.8 miles of unpaved streets in the city. Had PDC not been such a wonderful funding partner on this project, we would have 58.8 miles, 2 more miles of unpaved streets. The bulk of the Lentz Urban Renewal Area is in the Lentz Neighborhood Association. The second largest neighborhood in the Lentz Urban Renewal Area is Palhurst-Gilbert. And the PDC funding for these LIDs that have been completed over the years has resulted in Palhurst-Gilbert going from number 1 to number 3, and then Lentz going from number 4 to number 5. So all in all, there's been 11% reduction in Palhurst-Gilbert and a 34% reduction in Lentz. And then this is what the street looked like. You may recall that PDC helped fund Raymond Park construction that was done prior to the street being put in. So this is the route that people took to that newly constructed park. And then this is what it looks like today. It's a much more attractive streetscape. We have on-street parking and much more pleasant environment for people to access the park. So again, I just wanted to thank PDC for their contribution to this project. Property owners funded 30% of the LID, with PDC covering the remaining 70%. As an example, a $4,000 assessment with this LID otherwise would have been $15,000 without the PDC funding. So I appreciate the progress we've been able to make with PDC's assistance. We did receive no objections to final assessment. I'm happy to answer any questions you might have. Thank you.
Dramatic improvement. Wow, that's great, Andrew. Questions, comments for Andrew?
And thanks for the sort of the global perspective on that as well. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't think we have anyone signed. Do we have anyone signed up to testify on this? Good.
I show one person, Jeffrey Bruce or Bruce, maybe.
Sorry. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, council members. I'll give you one guess as to which homeowner was assessed $4,000 instead of $15,000. My name is Jeffrey Bruss. I live near the intersection of 118th and Holgate, far, far away from here. And I'm not here to complain or do anything but say thank you for your help. My wife and I, we bought our house in 2010. The street wasn't paved, and it did dead-end against a city park. And the worst part, it's hard to say, there's a list of bad things. You know, in the summers, cars would stack up against the park and come up the street, and they couldn't be towed because you couldn't say, well, this car is in a parking spot, this car isn't in a parking spot. And so that made it difficult in the summers. And then, of course, you have the dust and the mud on your cars at all time. And you saw the picture, the before. That was right in front of my house. You know, we called it Lake 118th. You know, every couple years, one of my neighbors would collect money from everybody on the street, go down to the gravel pit, load his pickup truck up with gravel, come and fill in the potholes. So our street wasn't as bad as some of the others, but only due to the efforts of the residents. The two worst things, though, were the negative impact on my home's value, and I can't really tell you how much, but it was some, and it just made the neighborhood kind of ugly. And we found out about the paving project within a couple months of buying the house. It was already underway, and we started going to the project meetings. By the way, Andrew was very nice to work with. Big props for Andrew. And I can't tell you how relieved we were to find out that the government was going to bear some of the cost. Mm-hmm. It made it affordable for us. The process itself took several months, and, you know, our first clue was walking out one morning and seeing some of that bright orange paint on the gravel in front of our house. And then that led to scooping out the existing roadbed, and I don't know if you've ever seen one of these projects up close, but it's something to behold. It's like an army moving in. And it ended up taking, the actual paving took a couple of weeks. The big pluses, they did, the project punched through the park, so it doesn't dead end anymore. It kind of takes a jog to the next street. It actually improves the safety, too, because, you know, I talked to the fire department, and they said it's a lot easier to get their equipment in should there be a fire. Of course, no more dust or mud, no more Lake Holgate, Lake 118th. My home has no doubt gained value by this. I think the biggest plus is directions to my house no longer include the phrase, and then turn off the paved road. And the biggest minus is my street might have to get ripped up when Google Fiber arrives.
Probably not. It'll probably be over,
when Google Fiber
probably be over overhead overhead in your case. So.
Okay, my last point. PDC's funding has made all the difference. It's improved our neighborhood looks, livability, home values, and it's. But my street is not the only unpaved street in town, even that part of town. And it would be my wish for PDC to fund similar projects elsewhere. And I thank you for your time.
Well, thanks for coming in. Actually, we do get periodic reports from Andrew about these projects, but it's great when a homeowner comes in and tells us what it's like on the street. So I really appreciate you taking the time to do that.
You know, you're welcome. It really is amazing to walk out my front door and see this brand new street and sidewalks. It wasn't some hack job. It was a very nice job. It did an excellent job. So we're very, very pleased and haven't received the first bill yet. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in. That's great. Okay. Anyone else wants to speak on this item? This is an ordinance which rolls over to second reading next week. Andrew, thank you for good work as always.
Mayor Hill?
Yes.